I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. No.
Yeah, you did. I heard you.
Yeah, you did. Lie to us right to our.
I know. What a
right
dick.
To your asses.
Why are you lying into our asses for, bro? You told me that you were going to tell us the truth.
Don't put this on me, man.
Don't put this on my ass, all right? Everybody, welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 68. I have Puddles, as you can tell, obviously.
Yeah, he's definitely here.
Hey.
And Alex, I guess.
How are you guys?
Trying to serenade us with this piano, but it just sounds
no. You called me when I was playing the piano.
Whatever. Oh, I see you've caught me.
Liar.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't lie to me.
You just caught me in the middle of making my next masterpiece.
Oh.
Let me just put my piano away.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there.
Wearing his smoking jacket.
I was going to say, like, your smoking jacket. Has like a quill and paper and ink. Like, writing out notes.
Walk in and see you and be like, oh. Didn't see there.
Excuse me. I'm pleased to meet you. I am Alexandro.
My name is Alexandro.
Ta-ta-ta!
Some little maracas play every time he says
that. Maybe with some marambas in the background.
Casting nets. Just
it's very, very festive.
Oh my, Alexandro!
Oh. I'll charm the pants right off you.
So, how you guys been? How's your week?
I'm good. Hmm?
Okay. Alex, you weren't here last week, so how's your last 2 weeks?
I threw my back out today.
Old man.
Old man, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks because I'm off for 3 days now.
How does that suck? You don't have to go to work the next day. Well,
I don't, but I didn't want to have like a dirt back.
What were you going to do? Activity-wise, what were you going to do?
Sit. No, I can't even do that.
No, I can't even do that.
You don't understand my pain, Dwight.
Apparently not. If it hurts just to sit, that's got to suck.
When Jose
get him one of those
back.
Little like, gurney thingies and strap him to him. So, people can roll him around when he needs to get around his room.
We can angle him upwards so he can play video games.
Dwight, turn me around.
Give him a buzzard that doesn't work and tell him it does work.
Give him a bell.
Ding, ding, ding. Is anybody here? Ding, 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 ding. Me and Terry are going to go out for beers.
That's oh. Right.
Hey, guys. Can I come? Hey. Guys. Guys.
Oh.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey. Ding, 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 ding.
Come on, guys.
I want a beer. Bell again.
Got a go over there and rip it from his hands.
God damn it, Alex.
We'll feed you when we want to feed you.
So I'll just stare all angry at you guys and be like...
It's like that one guy from Breaking Bad.
That's the joke.
Are you sure?
Thank you.
You guys remember Breaking Bad? That was a good show.
Yeah, I'm still watching it.
What?
Actually, I haven't seen the one that came out on Sunday.
But I haven't watched anything past the first two of this season.
I haven't even seen this season yet.
It's like Skyler, like, she stopped being a bitch?
No. No,
I mean, you haven't seen what I'm seeing.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
She stopped, right? But then it was just like she was being like a silent bitch. Like she wasn't saying
passive
anything.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Well, no, she didn't say a word. She's just kind of there, like scared. And it's just like it's annoying to see that. Like, I don't know which I like better, her talking or, well, she went back to talking. But
you mean which one you hate more?
Yeah, that's true. Not so much like, but hate.
There's no like here. It's just like, which one do I hate more?
She can't win in my mind because...
God, no. Okay. I don't know a single person who likes that character in that show.
Skylar's such a good character, you guys. You don't even know, you guys.
It's like, make up your fucking mind. You gonna stand up for yourself or you gonna sit there and just judge people?
You gonna stand up, huh? You gonna stand straight up?
Just causing problems, no matter what she does.
I know, and she always... It seems like every time she does do something, it's just horrible. Like, oh, like it's the worst decision that you could have made. Yeah.
She just can't win.
So, yeah, I don't want to get too much into it since I haven't seen a whole lot, and Alex hasn't seen any of it. But how about a show that's been out for, like, 6 years, huh? Four years. Huh?
What?
No, I know what he's talking about.
Eureka.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh?
That's what I was going to say.
But you didn't.
So, what do you guys think?
I like it.
It's good.
I'm fascinated by it.
It's real good. It's been, like, on 24/7, basically, for me.
Yeah, that's why I liked it, because it's just something you can have on.
Yeah, and, like, you said this, didn't you, where it's a show that you can have in the background and still not feel like you've lost a whole lot of information if you don't pay attention.
Because, yeah, there's a formula to every episode.
Right. Some episodes, though, you really got to be paying attention.
It's the end of the seasons. That's where it's at. The end and the beginning. Like, the middle is just kind of filler, so you kind of like, okay, whatever. And then the beginning of seasons is them, like, wrapping up the shit that happened beforehand. Like, Alex, did you finish the last episode?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so
I am now in season 5.
I didn't know that there was season 5. So when I ended season 4, I was just like, what happened? Did they die? What? How did they leave it on this? And then Terry said there was a season 5, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. You can't just end the show like that.
Some shows do that because they don't get the funding, you know? And it's fantastic. I'm glad that. I don't want to talk to anything about season 5, but I'm glad they did actually have a season 5 so they can wrap up what the fuck happened there. And it was cool.
Yeah, was season cool. 5 is the end of the series.
And it's very cool to see that their effects department have increased as much as they have.
Yeah, they got awards for their effects.
Did they really?
Wait, yeah.
Did they step it up in season 5?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Terry knows what I'm talking about. Huh? Yeah.
Don't. What the fuck, guy?
What? What? I'm just saying. We didn't say a single thing.
You said everything there.
Did we, Terry?
Weak. He's still cracking up my soul. Shut up.
It could be, I mean, I'm going to leave it up to the air, but it could just be us fucking with you. Or we could be talking about something. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. You haven't seen the show yet.
Yeah, I've seen.
So, Alex, you started the show when Terry did, didn't you?
No.
And then you forgot about it?
Oh no. Terry started way before
finished the series before he started
it. Oh, okay. I thought you two watched it kind of together and then Alex fell out of it and Terry, you finished it up. Because I flew past where Alex was, and I thought, you know.
You're not even putting it lightly. You literally flew right by me.
Yeah.
I'm like season 3, and I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll watch another episode. Hey, Dwight, where are you at? I'm already at the end of season 4.
Yeah, 2 episodes away from finishing season 4. This is a good show, and it was not hard to explain the show either, because Leanne came over last weekend, and I was watching one of the episodes, and I was, I think, halfway through season 2 or 3, somewhere around there. And it was real easy to explain the show. Like, she was able to drop in and like the show, you know, midway through. Right. And, you know, now she wants to go back and actually rewatch all the older episodes, which she should.
They make a lot of references to a lot of other sci-fi things.
They've made 2 Doctor Who references that I've noticed.
They did that. They had a Terminator reference.
Oh, yeah.
They had a couple Warcraft, Warhammer references.
Mm-hmm. They've had a ton of Halo references. Halo 3.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, they're playing it. They're talking about it. The fucking house even mentioned it.
I know, right? There's a Covenant shield.
Yeah. Which is pretty funny. This is a good show. And then Felicia Day comes in and proved to me
her
that she's
Will
not...
Wheaton.
Yeah. Proved to me that she was not a terrible actress. Kind of makes me want to watch Guild.
Was it
the show that she's on Guild? Something?
Yeah, the Guild.
The Guild. Okay.
I don't want to check. What made you think she was a terrible actress?
I know, right? What the fuck?
Because I didn't like her in anything else that I've seen her in. Like, she's been on some Revision 3 stuff, and it's just like, you're really annoying. And then she was on G4 for a while too.
Huh.
I did not enjoy that. She was. I don't know. I don't know. Just didn't like it. And then she popped in, and I was just like, oh, who's this girl? She's cool. And then I saw in the credits it said Felicia Day. I was like, oh, shit, that's right. I know that person.
I knew she looked familiar. She was also in that thing with Neil Patrick Harris. Dr. Horrible?
Dr. Horrible, yeah.
I have not seen that.
Me either, but I know about it.
Mm.
It's a musical.
I know what it is.
How sad is it that Neil Patrick Harris died this week?
What?
So sad. Stripped him of his medals and then...
I thought it was Neil Diamond.
And killed him.
Those jokes don't get old.
How are people that stupid?
Lance Armstrong, rest in peace.
Yes.
Took his medals away and he died. He died of a broken heart. So they buried him on the moon.
What? They took his medals away and sent him to die on the moon. R.I.P. Sons of bitches. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, you must have been living under a rock, literally.
You're just not from America.
Well, I mean, even then, dude.
The world thing, you know.
Yeah, Neil Armstrong was sort of, you know.
You go to the fucking moon, everybody knows your name.
Yeah, he passed away, and there's been just a horde of Twitter responses and Facebook statuses of people confusing him with Lance Armstrong, Neil Diamond, Neil Patrick Harris. Fucking so many things.
Whatever, safe thing.
You're right. I'm sorry. I messed up.
Both probably dead by now. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. So it's pretty funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. He's a national treasure.
Mm-hmm. Neil Diamond.
And his lovely music.
Beautiful music.
Anyways, off of that depressing subject of the diamond.
The diamond incident.
I want to talk a little bit more about Eureka and about how their shit sucks so bad. They're the smartest people in the fucking world, and things just break constantly.
Smartest, dumbest people on the world.
Yeah.
The dumbest smart people.
The smartest dumbasses on the world.
What I don't understand is how they managed to develop all this shit in like a matter of hours. Like,
really smart. When,
they're crazy smart.
When they were going to send a portable FTL drive over to Titan for Andy, they're like, yeah, we can build in 2 hours. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
What do you mean? You could build something that travels near the speed of light in 2 hours? Just whatever?
Only two. We still haven't even done that here, and they can build one in 2 hours. A portable version at that.
Yeah, I think I got a spare one under my bed. I don't know.
It ain't nothing.
Yeah, my son built this. It's cute, right?
And the guy that had, like, uranium in his safety deposit box?
What? It was dark matter. Dark matter.
It was antimatter.
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 It's like, it was my mother's.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's safe.
It's
kept safe. Yeah. No. It wasn't.
Surprise, it wasn't.
Yeah, surprise. Welcome to Eureka.
He was so excited about that.
They say something is safe in Eureka. It's not.
Yeah. How?
That's just the way it is.
How fucking awesome was it when Carter just exploded in happiness when the bank was robbed? He like jumped and screamed. He goes, "Yeah! The bank was robbed! Woo!" Assuming that it was going to be something normal. And he's like, I'm going to dust for fingerprints. I'm going to this and that. You know, everything. And then the whole bank was just vanished.
He's like, of course.
Yeah. He goes, God damn it. This fucking town. That was one of the best moments, I think, in the entire show.
He's on the phone getting the news. He's like, he looks very serious, and all of a sudden,
yeah.
Hey, what's wrong? The bank was robbed. So excited! It's like, Andy, I thought you said the bank was robbed. It is. They robbed the bank. It's not there anymore.
I love Andy. Andy, I was so sad when they got rid of him. Or, you know, he just kind of went away. Cause
I didn't care for the first version.
I didn't either.
Really? I liked him. I thought it was, like, a good idea. I thought it was going to be one of those things where the character has to, or the actor has to find himself as the character type of deal. You know, when someone first comes in, if they're not, you know, an experienced actor or something like that, it kind of takes them a few episodes to kind of find their character. I thought he was going to get better. But then they just got rid of him and replaced him with another actor. And it was fine. It worked.
I like the second actor better.
Yeah.
He found the character.
Yeah, he found it pretty quick.
Nailed it.
It's that award-winning smile, you know?
Yeah. Every time he showed it, I was like, oh.
Your heart warmed up a little bit. Just like, oh my.
But he was always so happy.
Yeah.
Even when he's freezing on that moon. He's like, hey, boss, how's your day going?
How about Andy in the house, huh?
That was interesting.
Andy getting it in.
I don't want anything to do with that.
Wait, you don't want Andy to be happy? Huh? You're trying to strip him from his happiness?
I don't understand how that works, but, you know, whatever.
Listen.
Go
on.
I was wondering if you're gonna help me out or not.
No, but just the AI in that show in general is odd.
I assumed that just sooner or later they were gonna like redo the voice of the house so it wasn't fucking Fargo.
So it wasn't Fargo
the entire time, but nope, they kept it. They're sticking to their guns and keeping that fucking voice. It's fine. It's grown on me, but I just assume.
Yeah, at this point, you really can't imagine there any other way.
Right, exactly. So, was there any experiments that stuck out for you guys in the show?
There probably was. I can't remember now.
Because you put him on the spot.
Yeah. What the hell?
He watched it a long time ago. This is more of a question for you, Alex.
I guess for me, it would be the Martha UAV drone, just because they have it every now and then.
Yeah, just showing up.
Yeah, just make a little cameo appearance.
Fuck Marissa.
Yeah, she was a temperamental bitch. No, fuck his daughter.
She was fine halfway through. She gets it together.
No,
she... Yeah, she does.
College days, she became like a little slut. He got that short haircut. She's fucking dressing all stupid.
I know, right?
You really don't like this girl.
I'm just irritated because she's an angsty teen. And
she was an angsty teen.
It was just annoyed the fuck out of me, and I haven't recovered. But she got smart.
Yeah, she got it.
She got real smart. Which was,
I think it's not invention, I guess, but the thing that I really wanted was Cafe Diem.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Get ourselves like a Vince around the corner.
Fucking free food, whatever you want.
Are you sure it's free? Because every now and then they're like, it's on me.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, joke.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't free for a while when that Thorn bitch came in and she's like, you guys are going to have to pay for everything.
Oh. No, every time that joke, that's why... That was their joke. He'd be like, "Or she'd be like, I'll buy." And he goes, it's free. Or no, she goes, you'll buy. And he goes, it's free. And then she goes, then I'll buy.
Okay.
It's the joke. That's why it's funny.
What would you eat at Cafe
Terry, send me an email when that joke becomes funny.
Okay.
What would you guys eat at Cafe Diem?
See, what would be the... I don't even know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to try his coffee, honestly. I want to try some of that coffee, because he has, like, the craziest names for all the shit. Oh, I just want to try some of that. That'd be the first thing I'd try. After that, I have no idea. I'd go on the internet to look for shit.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I'd sit there with my phone up and be like... Or I was telling Alex earlier, I'd, like, watch... I'd take down notes from, like, cooking shows and be like, okay, I want that and that and that.
Yeah.
That's good. I want that. I'd get like 5-star sushi.
Oh, so, but you don't know.
There you go, right there. Yeah, some sushi.
There you go. Like you just walk in there, go straight to the counter, and be like, "I want this right now." Just off the top of your head.
Well, no, you can't do it right now. I want this. Give me this, and then he goes and makes it. It's yeah, not instant. Insane. Like, well, if you don't be a dick about it and be like, "I want this now, Vince."
You say please.
Listen, if you walk down the street, say tomorrow, and you saw a Cafe Diem opening right there, grand opening, and you walked in, first thing you would order, without taking out your phone, without having to go home and look up shit in the internet.
I'd tell them, make me something. I don't care what it is, just make it crazy.
I think Vince would be more than happy to do that. He seems like a very happy person to be like, oh, I have the perfect thing for you. You know, he goes off and makes, yeah.
He always knows.
I love how he explains everything, too, like waiting for people to understand what he's saying or like some sort of like acknowledgement about it. And no one said anything until his ex-wife came over.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. And he goes, you on the house, but not for you or something like that. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. From the outside coming in, it's got to be crazy. But everybody else lives there, so they're just over it now.
Yeah.
It's not special anymore. It's like, God damn it, Vince, make me a burger.
What's wrong with you, Vince? Well, that was what Carter was doing.
Yeah.
He would just walk in and like he'd just have like the stupidest, like the simplest thing. So when they had the extra like 400 pigs in a blanket or whatever from the wedding, he's like, I'll take them. And he just had a plate full of them and like a thing of mustard.
He's a simple nice man.
Simple needs.
Mm-hmm.
Get so fat if there was one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, you think that he would use like the best ingredients of anything, you know? Like he'd be able to cook things perfectly, so there would be only the right amount of fat, and it wouldn't be unhealthy, you know? And probably to the point too where you'd stay full, you know?
Well, you can eat as much as you want too, so like whatever.
Well, it's true. But I'm just saying, you know, you probably wouldn't be rushing back there and forth unless you're diving into your
what if
gluttony
I am?
Glands.
What if, like diving into that, whatever you were going to say. Huh?
Gluttony glands. It's a thing every human has.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's in the back of the neck.
See, I just learned science. You should be in Eureka.
I was one of the writers on the show.
Oh, that explains it.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of things.
He's got a PhD.
BA, a B, and a BA.
Got a bachelor's associate in being a bachelor associate.
I got a bachelor's associate in being a badass.
I got a badass bachelor associate.
I got a badass bachelor's. I don't fuck around.
Stigree's got a pair of sunglasses on. See?
Fuck.
That's pretty good.
Got the school of hard knocks. It's accredited. Still paying off my loans. And paying my dues.
So yeah, Terry, you were right. In 2007, Eureka was nominated for an Emmy Award for Outstanding Visual Effects for a Series and won the Leo Award for Best Visual Effects in a Dramatic Series.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, was it that dramatic, though?
Not very.
Yeah, every episode, I was...
in tears.
Shaking in my knickers.
My britches were coming right off.
But not because of that.
That sounds like something way different now. Season 4 was long as shit, too.
Yeah. So it was like 20 episodes.
Yeah, 20-some-odd episodes.
I think 5 is half that. It's back down to what it was.
Oh, yeah, right here, 13 episodes. Mm-hmm. Man, that sucks. Yeah. I'm already kind of like 30% done already. That's okay. I got a bunch of other stuff that I can watch now. Like, I'm going to get into Code Goose. And
oh fuck! I forgot I was watching that too.
Yeah,
you forgot you were watching.
That's what I'm saying. Like I thought he did this with. I thought he did this with Eureka.
That's what I forgot. It was
fucking finished. It.
Oh shit! All right.
Shit gets ridiculous. Like
don't
on the third to last episode. It gets crazy.
Do you know what I'm upset about? Is that Sword Art isn't coming out fast enough.
Yeah, I just watched the last episode yesterday. It was intense.
Yeah. It seems like they're getting back to the core stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No mysteries here. Just moving on now.
I really like the blacksmith thing. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
That was neat. I think the what is it, the little rabbit that he fucking slaughtered or whatever?
Uh-huh.
I don't think there was enough emphasis on that, you know? Because he just kind of starts the episode and he's like, oh, what's that? Boo! And he kills it. And he's like, here. And that was really it. Like, well, to the build up.
All that was to set it up to go meet her.
To meet her again. Or to, bring her back into his life. I want to know more about the lead group.
The big thing right in the beginning of the episode, apparently it's been 2 years now.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
2 years. That's sort of a big deal.
Like, what?
Has nobody hit max level yet?
Yeah, in 2 years. That's all they can do is play the game, so, like, what's up?
I know, we played RO on a one-time server for about 5 hours and we hit max level.
It's like...
Yeah.
They literally, like... They're literally no life in the game. They have no choice.
Yeah. Like, no, yeah. So, seriously, to the point where some people are fucking citizens. That's what bothers me the most about this show, is that there's people just playing dumb shits, walking around the town, being townspeople. They're not even trying to leave.
Yeah, well, that's war. Everybody's got to play their part, and not everybody will play their part.
I understand people being chefs, blacksmiths, stuff like that, because that's needed, you know? But the people, they're just cruising around in normal clothes on floor 50, just whatever.
They are high society.
We don't fight with the common rabble.
He's getting badass, too. But the thing is, what is that?
He's getting badass?
He's getting badass. The what is it? The laughing hands? or something?
Laughing
right?
Coffin.
The Laughing Coffin? That there's a guy that saw him in the crowd. We didn't see anything about that
yet.
Yeah,
we didn't.
He probably followed them into the... Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that, like, I think he's setting up, or he's spying on him to see where he's at, you know, physically. But he broke that dude's sword in one swing. the first swing.
And then he tells him, "You want to go again?"
I'll wait. You bitch.
He will not be defeated by some beater. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I guess beater is like a bad thing there. But to us, it's like a badass rank.
Yeah.
That's what you want to be.
Yeah, you want to be that.
I know. Over there, it's like, oh, you're a filthy beater. Oh. Over here,
it's because
like,
he's not working.
Oh, you're a
with
beater.
People.
What?
I want to see the other ones.
I want to see the lead group. I want to see more of the lead group.
Yeah. They keep like they come up and it's like they'll see like the planning that they're doing. They're
all
sitting around the table like, all right, we're gonna do this and this and this, but they're not. We don't get to see them do anything.
Yeah, we don't see why they're the lead group. I mean, we understand the concept. Obviously, they're the top ranking guild or whatever. They're the lead group, but. There's no contrast. There's no contrast between them and the other people. Is there any other guilds? We haven't seen them.
Well, there's the whatever the one Asuna's part of, the Holy.
Well, that's the lead group.
There's them, and then there's another one that's like, it's not the PvP one, but it's they do PvP. They showed up when
during the Christmas episode.
Yeah, the Christmas episode. It was them against his old buddy that he met on the first episode.
Those guys. Right.
So there's them. That is the PvP guild, of course. And then there was the guild from the little killer mystery episode thingy.
That was a Laughing Coffin, wasn't it?
Huh?
No, there was another one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because all the people that died were all in that guild.
Right.
There was also the Black Cats, but they all got wiped out over a treasure chest.
Yeah, and then the leader threw himself off the tower. It was all very sad.
He's like, "What done.
Was it? Was it sad?"
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy just told him all his friends died.
Yeah, but you
he's
know.
Like, "Fuck it, done,
done."
That's the way you exit the game. What if people don't actually die? What if this whole time they're all alive?
That's the thing. We don't know for sure.
It's like, what if it's true? Do you want to die?
Mm-hmm, to find out. And what is going on in the outside? I mean, yeah. is it like a TV show?
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Is it like a Big Brother deal?
Huh?
Is it like a Big Brother deal where like they have it's like a TV show or something? Like people are always watching them do whatever they're doing?
See, I figure, that's a theory.
People cheering.
But there's also, if they're still trapped in the game at this point, after 2 years, then people are probably dying. And that's why they won't pull them out.
But, see, here's the thing that's been bothering me since the show started. Why hasn't anyone caught this guy who kept him in there?
That's the other thing.
Well, the thing is, maybe they did catch him, but he's not going to tell them how to fix it, you know? Like, no. This is, I'm a serial killer. This is what I want. Fuck you guys.
Basically, I don't think we're going to see or hear anything about the outside world until at the very end. Yeah, the very end, yeah.
What if he has a beard? That'd be cool, right?
Has a beard.
Well, no, just think.
No, it would be cool, but I mean, he's a kid.
Right?
That's another thing. How are they keeping these players that are stuck in the game alive in the real world?
They're all hooked up on IVs and hospitals.
Apparently that's explained in the book, right, Terry?
Yeah. They never went over it in the...
Yeah, because I'm over here wondering, like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Huh? Supposedly they're all hooked up on IVs and shit in hospitals.
What if you don't get hooked up on IV?
Then you die.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they got everybody.
Starve.
They don't have Medicare, though.
You don't know that.
They have free healthcare over there.
Oh.
Well, no, it's not free. It's cheap.
Chap.
Like $20 cheap?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
it came with the game. Yeah. Game comes with healthcare.
Oh, all right, cool. Also, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
And I'm sure all the people that couldn't afford it are dead now because it's...
I know, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, that's what happens when you play video games. You get trapped in them and you die.
Yeah. Beware. Speaking of video games, I just recently finished Revelations, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
How's that ending?
It's good. It's good. I'm stoked for Assassin's Creed 3. As soon as I was done, though, I was just like, I want to play more. Like, I felt like I wasn't done, because, like, in Brotherhood, I basically maxed out everything. Like, I got all the shops and everything like that. I got, like, the best gear you can get, everything like that. I ended this one with some of that incompleted, and I was just like, fuck.
I'm not done yet.
But I'm not done. And,
but you are done.
But I am done.
So
you
get to the end, and it's like, well, shit, I already beat it, so why go back?
Yeah, that was my thought. I was like, well, delete local content. And then I would look through my Steam list. It's like, all right, now that I'm in this groove of actually beating games in my Steam list, what can I play next? And I didn't get the the Desmond memory things.
Oh, go back and play.
Really?
What is wrong with you?
He just deleted it.
I just deleted it.
I know. Why would you do that and not do the Desmond stuff?
Well, I did too, and they were boring. That's and like the only thing I got
That's
out of them
because you get to find out more about Desmond.
I don't care about Desmond though. I care about Ezio and Altair, who are both still very much alive. Wink.
No.
Well, yeah, no, I played like the first two, and I was just like, I don't get this. And the only thing I was able to find in there was like the characters for multiplayer, like if you find those little gym thingies. And I was just like, I don't want to sit here and try to navigate through this thing and just listen to them talk. It was so boring. I'd rather just look up the plot and read it.
So disappointed in you.
They didn't give me any indication that that was important at all. It looks like it was just
they
a way for
do.
Them to
it's
add
it's the
in.
Same with the Subject 16 stuff. They're not going to point a big arrow at him and say, hey, do this.
They did everywhere else.
Yeah, because that's the main story.
Right.
You get extra shit when you go the extra mile and do them.
Well... It's uninstalled, so.
You're lost.
Oh, well. No, not really. Maybe. Okay, sort of. I did try... The next game, though, that I tried out, or I was going to try out, was Dead Rising 2. So I installed it, and I played through the beginning stuff, and saved about 4 or 5 people, and realized that is just not a game that you play. It's just a game that you play. It's not a game that you play the main story of. Because it's boring, it's very slow, and like the AI's stupid. And it's a game that you just go on for the sandbox mode, basically. You know, just go around killing zombies and making weapons and stuff and just killing things. I don't know. It's not a game for me, rather. Because I know Jose really likes it. And I actually got it so we could do some co-op stuff.
But now you're just like, hey.
Well, Jose is hard to get a hold of. And to have him stick to his guns on something, it's tough, you know? Like, we tried to get him to play some Raiders.
He did play.
He played with us that night.
The one time. The one time.
I think that was him.
And he was never... never heard from again.
There's rumor that he may be playing Guild Wars or something, too?
No. There's rumor that he's going to go cancel his WoW pre-order on Monday.
WoW pre-order? Pre-order of what?
The Panda thing.
I thought that's been out.
No.
It's no?
been in beta. Apparently, they dumbed down the talent trees even more.
How do you
Like, the
do
way
that?
Robert described it to me, it's just... it's retard mode.
Really?
It's like there's like six talents now for each tree. And it's like they basically bundled everything you get into six talents per tree. And it's like the first set of talents that you'll get or whatever has to be like attack. And then the next one will be support or whatever. It's stupid the way it is. I don't really know how to describe it because I don't actually play it, obviously. But the way it was described to me is it's full on retard mode.
Okay, so the progression of WoW. All right, vanilla, hard as shit. Yeah, it was difficult. Burning Crusade coming around, still very hard. Little bit easier, but very hard. You know. Then was after Burning Crusade was
Wrath of the Lich King.
Right. Which made the game easy mode. Like, people said that it was too easy, and that it got really boring and just crap. And then Cataclysm came out, and it kind of gave people hope. Mm-hmm. Like, Terry and I, we played through it, and it was good. I enjoyed it. It wasn't terrible.
It was alright until we capped.
Yeah, and then yeah, exactly. You cap, and then you got to make the choice. It's like, am I gonna raid, or am I gonna PvP for the rest of my fucking life? You know. And but it was neat because it brought in new storylines, new worlds, new, you know, races and stuff that had like cool storylines. Like the goblin stuff was cool. I liked my little goblin hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And
got my goblin shaman. Oh, they took out for shaman. They took out the little ability that lets you put down all your totems at once.
Oh,
I was like, fuck that. Nope, done.
That's neat.
Don't tell me anymore.
Yeah.
Don't tell me more about how they ruined my favorite class.
Right.
Shaman, really?
Terry was a beast shaman, dude. Terry was beast on that thing.
Have you played shaman?
Shaman
goes fucking hard.
Yeah, shaman.
I've watched Jose play shaman when he started his shaman. I was there when he started his shaman. And for the first, like, 20 levels, he did nothing but bitch about how hard it's to level.
Really?
He's like, ugh, this class is so bad.
It's fucking easy.
Yeah,
whatever you want as shaman. You could heal, you could go damage.
Yeah, you could do anything
I think it wasn't hard. I think it was just boring to him. Because he was too used to playing as druid.
Are you talking about Jose?
Can't turn into fucking animals, but whatever. We got totems. That's all we need.
Hmm. Yeah, having a shaman too as a partner is fantastic. those totems are helpful.
Buffs for days.
Yeah, tons of buffs.
But now you can't put them all down at once anymore. So what's the fucking point?
I only tell
me. Come to think of it, it was pretty easy. Our combo, my hunter and your shaman.
Mm-hmm.
Because I used my pet as a tank, and we would just sit back there. And
boop, they took. You can't use melee weapons as a hunter.
I never use melee weapons anyways.
Well, you can't at all anymore. So now you just sit there, they'll run up on you, and you just use your bow, you know, point blank.
Right. Well, they used to make... The progress with that was that when they got into a certain range, you couldn't use your bow, and automatically
switched to melee. Yeah, now it's just you can use it all the time, but you can't use melee weapons at all.
That's interesting. See, there's one thing I really do like about Guild Wars. I'm playing a hunter on there as well, which is really not
Jack.
My lumbermancer. He's a
level 9 lumbermancer.
I think he's actually 11.
Whatever.
But he the way archery works in that game is that the further away you are from them, the more damage it does. So it rewards you for actually keeping your distance and not just being in the fucking face of them and just slamming them, you know, with arrows.
Hey,
I'm a hunter.
it's very tactical, and I like that. It's interesting, and there's like a dodge thing, and it's an interesting game. But yeah, no, fucking Art, Shammy, and Hunter duo was pretty good.
Oh yeah,
we would just hang out in the back and fucking destroy them. Well, my
pet
would
dual wheel going. Got my it called? That skill, wind something, wind fury or whatever.
I think that was it. Yeah.
Fucking, it's basically double attack for for me.
Yeah, I always hated when I did PvP with my Pally a long time ago. I always hated coming across shamans because they have that wave thing.
Oh, go on.
They have that wave thing. It's like a tsunami that comes over and it pushes you.
Oh, yeah.
And they would just push you off of the fucking cliff.
And the ghost wolves.
And the ghost wolves.
Fucking ghost wolves are amazing. Mm-hmm. But no, Pally's, I guess Pally's don't have auras anymore.
What?
Yep, no auras.
What do they have then?
I don't know.
I had four keys I pressed, Terry. As a paladin, I had four keys. I had the simplest UI of all of WoW history playing a paladin. I had four keys. Now I'm good. Now I only have like one, maybe.
Well, they gotta make it easier for you.
Wait, so then how does it work?
I don't know.
I'm more curious now to play the game just to figure out how the fuck it works.
Fuck that.
I'm gonna read up on it. I wish Jose was here. I wish he was here too, because I'm wondering if that's why he's stopping playing now.
Is he online? He's not.
I told him why he's stopping. I wish Robert would answer. I asked Jose why he's stopping. He says there's just nothing left for him to do.
Well, no. Okay, fuck that. First off, because he said that for the last 2 years.
That's what I said.
He said that the last 2 years, he's like, I just want to get my legendary daggers and then I'm done. And you know how hard fucking legendary stuff is to find on that game.
And then it'll stick around.
Yeah, then they get it and like, oh, they're so good, though!
Can't just get a thief. Yes, you can.
They all said that. Him, Adrian. At least Adrian tried to stay off of it.
Well, Jose did, actually. When Star Wars came out, he quit. Wow. He canceled his thing.
No, he didn't. He kept playing.
Yeah, he was still playing during Star Wars.
No. There was a period that he quit.
Yeah.
But no, he went back. He did.
He kept playing. He's like, all right. I remember we were PvPing, and like he had just gotten back from a raid on WoW or something. He's like, all right, I'm ready to PvP now.
God damn it.
Yeah, he never quit.
Because he showed me a screenshot of it saying that it canceled.
He probably still had his month, and he kept playing.
Maybe. And then he bought the year because it gave him Diablo 3.
Diablo. Which was a mistake now, because we don't even play Diablo.
Well, the thing, yeah. People, there's just no in-game.
Yeah.
You know? That seems to be a thing for Blizzard games.
Is playing the game over again.
Yeah. That's what it seems to be.
Which is why I
Blizzard
can't
really
get into it anymore. It's like, I beat the game like 3 times. Now you want me to beat it on super ridiculous hard mode? It's like, why?
Yeah. Just so you can get angry and lose all your money on repair bills.
Yeah. They may have fixed the repair bill thing.
Well, no, because they made recipes cheaper, but then they made repair bills more expensive. Like, it was costing me 30 grand every time for an Infernal run.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, like, now, I think it's been fixed. I don't know.
They got the real money auction house going, and it's just failing hardcore.
Well, there's the one guy that supposedly made 5 grand or whatever.
10 grand.
10 grand.
Yeah, in a single month. Or 3 months. Yeah. That's intense. I mean, that's just, they should expect that. That's the way it works, you know?
You gotta have, like, a level of dedication that I just don't have.
I don't have the time to dedicate myself to just that one game.
I don't have dedication to that game.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't even have the dedication for Guild Wars.
I don't know why you have such a hard time playing it. I'm enjoying it. It's just, I'd rather be playing with someone type of thing.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I think to me it's just because I've been playing Raiders and that's so much more involved.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one doing the actual fighting. It's not this point.
Yeah, stick and move.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Guild Wars has some of that because you got to dodge things and everything.
No, because when you try to dodge it, it still hits you. Like, it homes right after you.
You're doing it wrong then, dude, because I've dodged so many things.
No, I got shot, and I've seen the bullet curve toward me.
Yeah, but you could still dodge it.
Yeah, no, not me, and I'm a thief.
Yeah, you're being dumb. You chose the wrong class again.
But it's like in Raiders, you'll dodge roll and it'll miss. And I like that. And you can put your shield up and you'll block it and all that. That's why I started a Guardian in Game Wars, because I was like, oh, the shield was really useful in Raiders. And then when I was playing, I hit the fucking Raiders shield up and nothing happened. And I was like,
shield's just there for show in those games.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, it's like, I don't understand your logic behind that. It's like, oh, shields!
Oh, I was just so used to Raiders. And I was like, I miss Raiders already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do miss Raiders as well. Like, open beta comes by, we got to go hard, man.
Yeah,
no. We know the game. We know what to do. We'll just blast through it. We won't fuck up this time.
We'll have more people with us.
We'll have more people, exactly.
Just us three. We could do the fucking catacombs now. I ran Terry through it.
Let's roll back to that. Here. You guys did this without me, and you did fine. Why was I the fucking burden? What did I do wrong?
Why were you the faggot?
We were too cautious.
Were we?
That fight. For the Manilov fight, anyway. And for the mage guy, it's just a matter of fucking stay the fuck on top of him. And then you're good.
Yeah, well, Manilov, I think...
We were way too cautious. Like, we found out we could block the lightning with our shields, and the orb doesn't do shit for damage. And it's another case of just staying on top of him. Like, don't run away from him. You stay there and hold it.
Well, see, you guys have a lot more defense than I do.
Yeah.
So I can't really stay on top of them for everything. Like, the orb really hurts me.
Also, it didn't hurt that we were 24 by that.
Oh, well, fucking, I guess that helps too.
That's why we could keep the damage on top of them. And we had another guy with us that was... He was a mage, but he had sword and shield, and he wasn't using magic. And I didn't understand that at all.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Like, I know.
So you guys picked up a retarded dude.
Mages can use sword and shield.
He was either a defender with magic or a mage with sword and shield.
Yeah. Because they can use sword. They're cool to use sword and cast at the same time. Which, obviously, if you're going to use a one-hand sword, you pick up a shield too. Just makes sense. But he wasn't casting at all, and that was confusing to me. I didn't mind. He was still hitting it, but it's like, what? Why? You have magic. Why aren't you using it?
So this really begs the question, is that should I go Berserker again, or should I go Sorcerer? What's going to help us out more?
Depends.
Is, you know, range damage or close damage?
Because for PvP, let me tell you.
For PvP, you get the fucking damage. Defender. No, you go Defender. Fuck that.
If you and me are Defender, come on. No, those mages hurt, dude.
Mages, they'll bomb you. Berserkers, they weren't great in PvP. And everybody knew it. You can ask anybody, and they'll be like, yeah, no.
I'm not big on PvP.
You're going to have to.
But that's the thing. It's like we're in that area right now, or I'm in the area still, where you have to PvP in the area.
Well, you'll be in a PvP zone. You don't technically have to PvP, but...
But if some guy wants...
Or someone will. Yeah. You better be ready to throw down.
Maybe I'll go Sorcerer, because I feel like you guys could lay down close damage, you know, and I can hang out in the back and stay away from fucking
Sorcerer
fire explosions.
No fucking joke. Annoying as shit. We were getting our asses torn apart that first night.
Ran right up there, got fucking wrecked by fire and ice at the same time, walked out like...
Right. Yeah, they had like a team of mages in the back row. While they had all their fighters up front. It was ridiculous.
Dude, it didn't help that there was like 13 of them and like four.
Next time we're going Yeti, I don't give a fuck.
All right.
I want to get through that area and just be done.
Yeah, that area was not fun. It wasn't fun to travel at all.
Five shit.
It was, that whole part that we were stuck on was not fun. But then Terry and I did something else afterward. We're trying to get this drop from another boss inside some cave. That was kind of fun.
That was fun, but bullshit. Stupid party members. And
plus, it didn't help that the monster...
Okay, so we need a cleric, though. We need a cleric to come with us. We can't do this without a cleric. With a cleric, we can blast through shit.
I think Ryder was playing cleric.
Was he?
And like Jose was too.
Yeah, Jose was, and then there was the other girl.
Oh, there was also April who was playing a cleric.
Yeah.
Right.
And she got even further than Jose did.
Yeah, Jose only played like a day.
He played that night, and even then, he wasn't really even talking to us.
Yeah.
He was just kind of in his own world.
Well, I played with him a few times. I had to fucking carry him a little bit.
Maybe I should go cleric then. Because I'm going to be with you guys more often than not.
Play something you're going to have fun with.
Yeah.
Berserker was fun. Like, with crits, like, if I get my crit up with a berserker, it's stupid. Yeah, like, I was hitting 1200s, 2000s, and stuff like that. I was demolishing shit.
Yeah, these are going to be long-term characters. They're going to carry over to
you
release.
Think?
They will. They said that open beta okay. will. Oh, but closed awesome. Beta won't. So, yeah.
Can I stop
play something that's fun.
For a second and tell you guys how broken defenders are?
Yeah, oh, I know. Like, I blocked your shield with my face.
What?
I don't understand, bro. What the fuck? I stunned Terry, dude. I stunned him. He couldn't move, and I go to strike him in the... And he blocks it while he's stunned with his face.
What's up?
So wait, would it be just stupid to have three defenders?
It'd be amazing.
It'd be kind of funny.
If we got spec stuff at the end.
Because Terry was spec for more tank. I was more damage. So he had that Bastion shit and all that stuff. I had more skills that changed.
I was standing there.
I know. Bastion is a fucking... Mm-hmm. Bastion is broken. I don't care.
It's not broken.
It's broken.
It only lasts 4 seconds.
It blocks everything.
Yeah. Well, no, not gas, as that one guy liked to point out.
No, that guy was just stupid.
Yeah, he kept saying, the shield will block it, the shield will block it. He's talking about the fucking bubble buff you get from being around it or whatever.
shield.
And we're sitting there like, I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Meanwhile, I'm over there trying to solo the boss. Everybody's just kicking back staring like, whoa.
Oh man, we better just kick back.
I was doing it too!
No one helped you.
I had that shit down.
Oh, that reminds me. In that last or Mount Ida or whatever, there's that that wolf, the like mini boss wolf that rolls around.
Yeah.
I forgot. It's like Shaddis or something. Shaddies. Mm-hmm. Shaddis. Where you need him to you need to kill him for a quest and for items to make like armor and crap like that. Yeah. And I was rolling back to the camp. And I come across that thing, and I'm just like, eh, whatever. So I start fighting it, right? And then I get bored, and I just start, like, walking around, and it's following me, right? And this group of...
Stop following me.
Yeah, there's a group of three dudes come over, and they do that. The one thing that really annoys me is when people come up to cross you in that game, and they see you fighting something, and they want to immediately be in a party. Yeah, they go, PT, party. They don't even spell out party. If they would have spelled out party, I probably would have accepted it. Yeah. But they put PT. I'm just like, K? I put Q-U-E. And first thing is like, God damn it, he doesn't speak English. And then like, they were just sitting there watching me like dodge this wolf like over and over. I was just like kiting him around this one area, right? And one of them was getting so pissed. He's like, you don't need to fucking speak English to accept the party invite. I was just like, okay, no hablas ingles. And they got so pissed, and they were just like, God damn it, just accept the party. And everything like that. And then they start attacking it, right? And it's still my mob.
Right.
They start attacking it, and I'm just like, okay, awesome, you know, so they're helping me kill this thing, right? And so they're still trying to get me into a party as I'm doing this. I ignore them. I'm just like, whatever, I don't even give a fuck anymore. If you're not going to take the extra half second it takes to put three extra letters in the word party, you know, whatever. Four letters? I can't spell. And so we end up beating it, right? And then I loot the thing, and I'm like, thanks, guys! I mount up.
I appreciate all your help.
I mount up, and then I hit the fucking the dance key, and I was like, dit, 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 dit. And I start going around them, and I leave. And then inside the global chat, I was like, hey, guys, there's a bunch of people helping you kill Shaddis out on the road over here. They got pissed.
Super nice.
Yeah, they're super nice.
I remember that.
Yeah, and they're like, "God damn, dude, made it seem like he couldn't speak English." It's so funny. It's good times. That's what I do when I'm alone. When you guys are off doing your own shit, I gotta entertain myself.
We were just PvPing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I was trying to catch up to you guys, but so I had to do all these other stupid quests first, and so
we were in a war, Dwight.
Men were dying out there. Alex killed a girl.
It was an accident.
That was no accident.
No,
that was deliberate.
You guys should just hang out near cliff edges. Come on over here. And then he dodged behind him and then slam him over the cliff.
It was so funny how it happened. Terry's over there fighting her, and I run up and I do the shield thing to knock her away, and she falls off the edge, and we start laughing.
We go to the edge.
I move the camera a little bit, and I see her down there, and her body's just lying there, not moving, and her name is straight out. And I was like, oh my god!
She's dead.
So for those of you guys that haven't seen the comic on our website yet, the Defenders, Alex and Terry's character, they have this skill. It's like a shield bash that pushes people and knocks them back a few feet. And apparently Alex knocked this lady off of a cliff and killed her.
Her little tombstone was there and everything. I looked over the edge. It's like, oh my god.
Here lies dead. Dumb bitch.
She died.
And we laughed and we laughed.
Is there any indication yet for when it's coming out?
No.
I'm guessing it's after PAX.
Yeah, it says they're at PAX right now.
Because all it says is that open beta will follow shortly after closed beta ends.
Yeah, whatever.
But if you check Twitter and stuff, they're like, yeah, we don't have a date yet for it.
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever.
Tell you everything but the date.
Yeah.
There's going to be a new area. Level caps going up.
New boss.
Yeah, you guys can connect it with Facebook and get rewards.
What?
Yeah.
Is the reward a diamond of vitality?
Oh, there's a refer a friend. You guys, everybody who wants to play, refer me.
What do you get for referring?
It just says coming soon.
Oh.
It says refer a friend. Want to earn awesome items just for getting your friends to play the game? It is easy. Click here for more information about Raider Z's refer a friend program. It says coming soon.
Oh, but not right now.
Not right now. We're not ready. It's a fun game. Yep. Wish I actually had some time to play a cleric a bit to see if I would enjoy playing it.
So boring.
Yeah.
It's the fighting makes the game, and it's like you don't
if you're not
any of that.
Well, the thing is, a cleric is only successful if it has a melee or a DPS person with them. Yeah. Because you cannot train that thing on your own successfully and still enjoy your time on the game. Which would, you know, I'd be with you guys.
But it's not fun at all.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer.
It's needed. It's needed. I don't know. I don't like playing healer classes, really. I haven't had any success with them. I want to. Like, I have the want
on
the to
game
play.
For me.
Well, see, that's the thing.
I'll
like,
heal for days in RO.
I loved playing my a holy pally. Like when I hit 80 the first time, Josh.
That's another one of those class. That's a hybrid kind of deal where you're
well, that's the thing.
Built like a tank.
Yeah, I was a tank and I could heal for days. So I was just running around, and then if I even got into any trouble, I'd be like, whatever, bubble.
No,
get off me.
A bubble and jump off a cliff or something.
Later.
And oh, dude, that was the best thing ever. Like, chasing people and stuff like that, or people chasing me. I'm just like, later, jump off a cliff and bubble right before I land. Good to go.
It's like, god damn it.
And now the game is just bad. Pallies. Yeah, that's true. We were the worst. There's so many, like, bullshit combinations you could do. Because, like you said, Pally was hybrid. And if you went Retribution, the damage, it's just four keys.
Boop, boop, boop.
That was it. or then we had the Hammer of Wrath thing to where if you were 30% or lower,
it
would just do insane amount of damage on you, and it had a super long range. So I would go around in PvP things, look for people with low health, and I'd just use it on them, and then I'd get the kill for it. I was 78, and we did the, what is AB again?
Arathi base.
Yeah, there you go. We did that. I ended that game with 73 honorable kills at level 78, and everybody else there was maxed out in PvP gear. And the only reason was because I was just falling around.
The week.
I was looking for people that were low health, and I would just use my hammer on them. It's fucking great. Like, Josh freaked out. He's like, how old the fuck did you do that? Like, I'm really good at this game.
I'm good at WoW. Don't worry about it.
Let me tell you something, Josh.
Listen to you, Jeff.
I know you suck at the game, all right?
You got a lot to learn.
You got a lot to learn. Stick with me, kid.
It's going to be all right.
You're going to go far. Wow. That's the most we've ever talked about WoW, I think, in like a very long time.
Probably.
Damn.
Only half of it was any good.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm really going to look into the changes in WoW, because from what I heard, it's bad.
It would just be nice to know, I guess, to figure out, like... I mean, I know they're probably trying to bring in new crowd and to get new people. You got to make it easy on them.
Yeah, they're on this full accessibility trip, and it's like...
You're killing your game now.
Yeah, you're killing the game. Just make it free if you want people to play so bad.
There you go. Make it free and keep the old mechanics.
Yeah. And then it's not like people have to make a commitment to play, and if they don't like it, they can stop. It's whatever.
I don't even know if I'd play if it was free.
No.
Well, no, not us. No, you can't bring back old people that way.
No.
I'm done. Like, with Cataclysm, it was like a little reluctant. So I was like, okay, man, yeah, I'll check out Cataclysm. Because they were changing everything. I was like, all right.
Yeah, no, Cataclysm was sort of a big deal. Yeah. Like, it changed a lot of the questing and everything like that. It was basically a new game.
Yeah.
You know?
And now it's just like, no. There isn't anything that's going to get me back on WoW now.
It's a little
bittersweet.
I think that they should end it and just make a new MMO.
Well,
I mean,
they are making a new one right now, Project Titan or whatever.
Oh,
isn't that with Never mind.
Come on.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's like no information on it right now, but they're making it.
Speaking of no information, what did you guys ever hear anything about? The old Infinity Ward when they went off to go do that new company.
Oh, what's it called?
It was something extreme.
Yeah. It had something to do with shooters, didn't it?
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, yeah, the name in it, the name itself had something to do with shooters. Like the name of their company, not like their game.
I think it was like Respawn.
Respawn, that's what it is.
Respawn Entertainment.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
They were like, oh yeah, we're working on something that's going to be big.
Yeah,
yeah,
because they
had
that...
The blurry-ass teasers or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Till this day, there's nothing.
They have the title, Respawn.com. That's pretty intense. Here you guys go. Meet the team. The Zaid
Riaid. I want to meet the game.
Look at his face, though. He's like, hey guys, I make shooters.
You guys want to play some bitty games?
Look at that fourth guy, huh? That's the guy
that's the guy, right?
That's the guy that makes good games, right?
That's the face of a winner.
Jeez, this team looks awful. I mean, I know they're developers and stuff, but company games. Let's check out the game thing. Stay tuned.
We're working on it.
Hey, come on, give us some time, okay?
Why are you getting on our ass by our games?
Just chill out, okay?
That's what it should say on the... Just chill out, right? Go outside, loser. We're working here.
Just, there's nothing that sprouts any sort of hope. There's a guy there with a Minecraft with the creeper shirt in the in their staff photo. We're making a Minecraft game.
We're making a Minecraft mod. It's Call of Duty mod. It's pretty cool.
It's called
Mine of Duty.
Mine of Modern Duty. Craft.
Modern Duty.
Modern Duty Craft.
Duty Craft.
Duty Craft.
It's gonna be sick. 60 frames a second. Sick.
60 frames. No vehicles. Customize your guns.
You can dolphin dive.
You can drive an RC car.
It'd be crazy.
It's gonna be just so wait, sick.
But don't. It's not ready yet.
Yeah, don't. Just. I should have told you that.
We don't talk about it much.
Back a little bit to the World of Warcraft front. Apparently, Megablox struck a deal with them. You guys see that?
Megablox.
Yeah, Megablox. That's how good they're doing. That's how good they're doing right now. You can get like a Zeppelin. It's all built already, so because it saves you time.
Yeah.
Because that's what Megablox is good for.
I had some Megablox back in the day. They're not bad. They're like the fatter version of Lego.
That was it. Like they were too big for me. Like you couldn't get any detail.
Yeah, but they didn't cut you.
Listen. That was a rite of passage, all right?
Legos will cut you.
When you were fucking done with that, though, Legos you felt good. Your hands were bloody, but you did that.
And you've got like 5 extra pieces because you missed a few steps. You don't know where to go, but it looks good, so whatever.
And then you step on them a few days later and you're like, oh, well, fuck!
Damn it, Legos. God damn it!
And it hurts so bad.
Blood everywhere. Did you guys get the Lego magazine?
I didn't know.
Ah, you bitches.
He didn't even answer. He didn't even give him a chance to say anything.
Did you?
You don't know. Maybe I did.
Well, now that you know you're going to call him a bitch, he's not going to tell you.
Fuck you. Now I'm going to leave you wondering.
And if you did have it, then you'd tell me. Then you wouldn't be a bitch.
That's true. You'd be proud of it. He didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
You a bitch. With me.
They're awesome because it'd be like a little catalog of the new stuff coming out or whatever. But they'd also have like comics in each one, like Lego comics.
Ooh.
It's like how, well, I don't want to say stop motion, but like, you know, they'd set up a scene and then take a picture of it.
Oh.
For every frame or whatever.
Yeah, I the only magazine I got as a kid was PSN, which used to be amazing.
Yeah.
Used to be really good.
Magazines in general used to be amazing, but now it's like, that's what I have. Game blogs for.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's like they were just better. Like they gave you more content and stuff like that. And nowadays it feels like they stopped making them, you know, as informative because everybody's like, oh, they could just go online for it.
Come yeah. On.
That's dumb. That's why I'm still with CPU Magazine. Mainly because I'm still getting it for free.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest reason.
Second of all, it's pretty informative. I get, you know, they do good reviews, they do comparisons, and they have like, you know, top 10 best video cards at the time, stuff like that. It's nice. Although I don't agree with a lot of their builds. Like they'll do like home theater PC build and stuff like that. I'm like, why are you using? Don't use that.
Don't stop use it. That one. And, get your head out of your ass.
But you know, whatever. You know what game I'm actually really excited for?
Madden 14.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
I'm not going to go into that, though, because it will be here for another 2 hours.
Oh, all right.
Is Dishonored.
I still have not looked into that very much.
Just look into it, and I guarantee you after you see like a few of the gameplay mechanics of it, you're going to be very interested in it as well. In fact, so much so that I feel like we could get a good Let's Play out of it as well.
From what I've seen, I feel like it's a lot like BioShock.
Style-wise, yes. Not anywhere near mechanic-wise, though. Like, it's heavy on stealth and like being creative with things, of how you handle situations, because there's multiple ways of dealing with...
Well, yeah, that's what I mean as far as BioShock goes, because that's how it was in that game. Like, you could go in just guns blazing, or you could, you know, shoot lightning at the water and shock everyone in the room. Or...
Yeah, but Bioshock wasn't so stealthy. Like, this would be, I guess this would be a stealth version of Bioshock.
Right.
If you want to put it that way, yeah. But I'm pretty excited for it. It doesn't come out for a while, so I got some time. You know, Borderlands 2 comes out on the 18th?
12th.
I think it comes out on the
18th. No, it's 12. I was at GameStop the other day. It's up to 12.
But that's a Wednesday.
Yeah, look, Dwight.
And?
I'm just telling you what I saw.
September 18th. You what? Saw something else, dude.
It was Borderlands.
It says release date, U.S., September 18th.
Whatever. When is the 18th?
Tuesday.
That's a Saturday.
What?
What month are you looking at?
Oh, wrong one.
You're looking at this month. You were looking 2 weeks ago. No, it's Tuesday, about 2 weeks away.
Yeah, well, three weeks, I guess.
You don't even know, dude. Yesterday I thought it was Saturday.
Yeah.
That's true.
I saw that.
Because I watched a SAO yesterday, and he goes, man, you lucked out. I guess you lucked out because you get to watch another one right after. And I'm like, wait, it's Thursday, Alex. And he goes, what?
I say, whoops!
What year is it?
I'm over there looking at fucking the torrent over there like, oh, any minute now.
I almost made a Eureka joke to Alex right now, but... It's about season 5.
No.
I stopped myself, though.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about anyway.
Well.
Yeah, it would have ruined it. I think I get where he's going with
that. Yeah, okay. Wink!
Okay.
So.
Lucky he stopped.
Yeah, Dishonored looks pretty good. I'm a fan of stealth games, and it's Bethesda, so.
Have you seen this Spec Ops thing yet? Because apparently it's a big deal. Spec Ops The Line.
Spec Ops really? Multiplayer Developers Defense Mode. Developer Defense Mode called... Cancerous?
Yeah.
They have a game mode called Cancerous?
I think it's described as Cancerous.
Called it a Cancerous Growth.
Oh. I don't like that. Why? Why did he say that?
I'm reading a little bit of it.
Read it faster.
A little bit. I'm trying. You guys are talking.
Please.
I'm trying.
God. It's like forever to read.
If you like all that stealth shit, though, you should get down on that.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
Spec Ops stealthy, huh?
Well, I don't know if that's stealthy, but there's also Future Soldier.
Oh, yeah. Meh. I didn't... Meh.
What?
I wouldn't pay full price for Ghost Recon.
Okay, so apparently... Okay, it's about just the pure fact of having a multiplayer component to the game. They're calling it a cancerous growth because... 2K was relentless in making sure that it happened, even at the deterrent... of the overall blah, 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 of the overall project and the perception of the game. So basically, 2K forced them to make a multiplayer mode for Spec Ops, regardless if it was going to fuck up the game or just be like, you know, a half-assed piece of shit attached to the game.
Apparently,
the developers are very against having the multiplayer thing because they weren't ready for it or they didn't want to do it.
Right.
Interesting.
Don't worry, guys. No one actually has cancer.
Thank God.
It's okay. We're all safe. That's a close one.
The multiplayer game's tone is entirely different. The game mechanics were raped to make it happen.
Someone feels very strongly about it.
The game mechanics were raped to make it happen, and it was a waste of money. No one is playing it, and I don't even feel like it's a part of the overall package. It's another game rammed onto the disc like a cancerous growth.
Wow.
That's harsh. That's coming from the guy from that worked on it, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I guess he says... It's also noticed. It's noted that he no longer works at Jaeger. It's called Jaeger. I wouldn't work there. It's spelled with a Y, though. Maybe it's Yager.
Yeager.
Is that what you were talking about, Alex?
No, I was just saying you should check out the game.
Oh, Spec Ops. I've seen a video. I think I've seen the trailer for it. It looks okay. I don't know. It just looked like a shooter to me, like how Medal of Honor looks.
I heard that the big thing about it is that it puts you through all these psychological choices.
Hmm.
Like, do you wear blue pants?
Or red?
This will affect how your wife thinks of you today.
Shit, but which one
does she... Yeah!
Oh, yeah, Splinter Cell Blacklist is also coming out.
Oh, yeah.
That seems like the first thing I would play with a Kinect, just to yell at it.
Hey, motherfucker!
Fire the missile! Fire now!
Guy in there is just like, okay.
Whoa! Really?
Yeah.
You know what they need to make another of? Katamari Damacy.
They did.
On when?
The Vita.
Oh.
It's called Touch My Katamari.
They need to make another one for the Xbox.
They need to make one for PC.
What PC? There you go. Yeah, that'll work too.
With 32 player multiplayer.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What?
32 fucking 64. Let's do it.
That's
roll
a lot
up
of
the
balls.
Universe. Whoever has their balls biggest wins.
The winner has the biggest balls.
I wonder if they did do a multiplayer for that, if you could get your ball so big that you could roll up another person's ball and just knock them out of the game.
Sup, motherfucker?
I would assume that's how you'd have to do the multiplayer, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good addition right there.
One guy rolling his ball as fast as he can away from another guy, like, no!
It's like Indiana Jones.
He's got this Indiana Jones, yeah. It's just do 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 do, and you're like, no!
Gotcha.
It's like plus 100.
Someone else is already stuck on the ball. He's like, hey.
Hey. This guy's an asshole, right? Yeah. That would be fun. I'd buy it.
I'd buy me too.
$2.
I'd buy it just to have another Katamari game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good series. We should do a thing on Katamari. That's just a game that we could have some good old lulls with. I'm gonna switch my ringtone to that. That's a good idea, Dwight. Thanks, Dwight.
You nailed it.
So what's on your guys' radar?
Borderlands.
New Transformers. Huh?
Yeah. Armored Kill.
Check out at some point. Oh yeah, Armored Kill. Did you see the premium video for this month, Dwight?
No, I haven't. You guys have been talking about it, yeah, but I just...
You need to watch it. It's fucking intense.
I know it's gonna be intense, and I know I'm gonna enjoy it a shit ton more than Close Quarters. It's just I don't wanna hype myself up. I know we have
hype yourself
days
up. Do it. It's going out in like less than 2 weeks.
I thought it was on the 4th.
That's PlayStation.
Oh
yeah.
Just in case it fucking
GG Sony. Hey, but see how we're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with style, right? We're not sitting here bitching about how
we're not sitting
Sony
here talking about how EA is sucking Sony's dick all the time. Whatever, you know. Or the other way around. Whatever, they're probably blowing each other. Probably. I'm not
probably blowing it together at the same time.
I don't know. I'm just saying. It could be happening right
now. I don't
now
know. I have an Xbox.
I'm just saying. I'll wait till the 11th. I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine. We're too busy sucking some other dude's D right now, right?
All right.
So, you know that headset that Razer came out for Battlefield 3?
Yes.
Cool aviator-looking one. They finally made just a regular one that's black and green. Still pretty sweet.
I want the Battlefield one.
Battlefield one is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want the one that looks like, you know, it does this, and then it goes up around, and it comes back down, and it's awesome.
I like their description for it here. It says the Razer Black Shark sells for $120, which isn't bad compared to. Wait. which isn't bad at all compared to the price of a helicopter. I had it.
You nailed it.
That was strong for a little while. So, okay. The Rooster Teeth podcast has recently been sponsored by this thing called Onnit. Do you guys know anything about this?
No.
That's the town that Ness lives in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. That's cool. Apparently it's like pills that kind of help your mental focus and drive and stuff. Like there's different ones for clean energy and performance, positive mood and recovery, immunity and prevention, stuff like that. And I've been debating on picking up someone for like mental focus or something.
Yeah, pills. No, I don't do pills.
Why not? No. They're good.
I can't.
You want to be cool, don't you? Mainly because they've talked about how it helps you sleep as well, because it increases your REM cycle, basically. So like you take them, and they say that they just dream basically all night, just like crazy dreams all night. And
I want to get
in with some crazy dreams, you know. Wake up and be like, man, I gotta fill up my dream journal. My quota isn't filled, and I gotta get on top of that before I get fired from my bed.
Bed's gonna fire you.
My bed's gonna fire me, guys.
I'm sorry, Dwight. I'm gonna have to let you go
because I have a terrible. I can't sleep. You know, it takes me a long time to fall asleep. So I was thinking about taking some drugs. all the kids are telling me to take some drugs.
Yeah, like a light.
Because I don't want to take sleeping pills. I don't like the idea of sleeping pills. I don't know what it is about them, but I just don't like it.
But pills that put your mind on blast.
Yeah, you know, I want to super drive my dream machine. You know?
No, yeah, I get it.
I'm putting up.
This is why I need them.
Okay.
I think you've had enough already.
I haven't had any yet. That's the problem. So who's gonna hook me up with some pills? Which one of you out there is gonna give me some pills?
Come on.
I'll take them.
I need my fix.
What do they call it? I don't care. I'll take them.
Someone handed you some pills. Where are they? I don't care. I'll take them.
What are these?
How many should I take? Whatever. I'll take all of them.
Is it safe to take them with alcohol?
I'll find out.
Whatever. I'll tell you in a minute.
It's interesting. It's sponsored by people making pills, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Sponsored by Onnit. The mainly just the Alpha Brain one, it seems like. Because the other stuff, I haven't heard them talk about anything about the other crap. But what's his face? Gus said that he wakes up actually feeling refreshed now. Like, he wakes up in the morning like I do, where it takes you, like, 2 hours to just kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he just kind of gets up and he's ready to go now.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I figured, you know, maybe get one, try it out, and then if it doesn't work, maybe try two.
And if I get up, then I'm in.
If two don't work out, I'll try three. Go bump it up to four.
Bump it up to four a day.
I'm going to keep bumping it until I start feeling a difference, is what I'm saying.
I'm going to be like Bradley Cooper in Limitless.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, what?
It's on Netflix. Go watch it.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, I'll watch it right now. Why does Netflix take forever to open up?
That movie is awesome. Limitless.
With Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, and Abby Cornfish. Man, this looks good. With his writing career dragging and his girlfriend casting him off, Eddie Mora's life turns around when he takes a drug that provides an astonishing mental focus, but its deadly side effects threatens his future.
Limitless.
I'm gonna watch the trailer right now. This trailer is on Netflix now, apparently.
The trailer?
Yeah.
Crazy,
what? Right? Yeah.
I'm a writer.
Eddie, maybe it's time.
This is really loud.
But just in case you think nothing ever happened to me,
makes perfect sense that they would have a trailer.
About this book. Well, how much have you written of it?
Not one word.
What if you just want a taste, you know?
Oh man, he hasn't read one. Wrote one word. Take this thing that looks like a water droplet.
Here, take this.
Okay. Man, that sucks. They've had clinical trials and that's Bradley Cooper in a nutshell. Hey, dude, take this. All right.
Look at him. Beautiful.
I was blind, but now I see.
Of course he's in Vegas.
Because of it.
A tablet a day, and I was limitless. I now had cultural appetites.
Since when do you speak Italian?
The lesson here is I finished my take book in pills that people hand you.
I'd like to renegotiate.
You become
my
a famous movie star.
Math became useful.
Especially if it's Bradley Cooper.
12,000, yeah. 2.3 million.
Bradley Cooper has you something he doesn't eat it. Eat
so, Eddie Mora.
There are no
listen,
questions.
Okay, in all seriousness, though, if Bradley Cooper came up to you and he gave you a pill and be like, hey, man, you should try this.
Take this.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who are you
Bradley Cooper?
No.
Be like, is it cool? He'd be like, yeah, it's cool. All right.
Can we hang out after?
No.
Yeah. I wanted that. Wait, no, I'll take it.
Ah, that's kidding.
It's Bradley Cooper.
It's the Cooper.
It's Coop Dog.
Hey, yo, Coops!
Hey, come on, Coops. You're breaking my balls here. Let's hang out.
See you.
Netflix says I'll give it a 4.6 out of 5.
It's a good movie.
I'm going to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, the related movies are Deja Vu, Shooter, and The Hangover.
The Hangover is the easily...
Limitless.
The closest movie to Limitless.
Hands down.
Did you know that he actually plays the same character in both movies?
What? You blow my mind right now.
Right? He's a very versatile actor.
Oh, the director's name is Neil Berger.
The Berger.
Mr. Berger.
What's this?
Gotta get you some coffee today, Mr. Burger.
Neil Burger.
What would you like for lunch today, Mr. Burger? Oh, Neil.
Neil Burger's dead. Too soon, guys.
I'm sorry, now I feel bad.
Alright, guys, let's end this. I gotta watch a movie. It's called Limitless. It's a new thing. You guys should watch it.
It's brand new.
In case you haven't seen it already.
Yeah. Came out 2011. Mm-hmm. Apparently I watched this. Netflix says you watched this on 11/20/2011.
Huh.
I didn't watch it. It must have been someone else on my account.
Who else is on your account?
My parents have it.
Okay, yeah.
And then Leanne also has it. I think my neighbor down the street has it.
Oh. Let's get
it. I hooked it up to his TV. It was like his first like venture into the internet. He wasn't like a guy that had the internet at all. And then he bought himself an internet TV. And I was showing him a bunch of stuff and hooked up my Netflix. I don't think he uses it though at all. Because you could always tell when someone's using your account, you know? Like, when did I watch Winnie the Pooh? And Deanna will be like, oh yeah, my little sister was watching shows.
Winnie the Pooh.
Got that WP. Yeah, fuck this. Let's end the podcast and watch some Winnie the Pooh. Alright, see you, everybody.
Later.
Later, losers.
Peace out, bitches.
Get it in with the poo.
575 was custom through presets and harmony plus good addition. Now for an arm and a leg, we get 3 half-dozen beats to choose from. So now we can pretend there's an orchestra in the lounge room. On. So my left hand can play the choir. The 16-foot diet pays out. And Larry's patented orchestral symphonizer. Banjo's great on repeat. The kids want to play, but they'll have to be patient. The wife can't help tapping her feet. It's a genuine home entertainment revelation. Of a computer.
Time to hear the results.